Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's a lot of rhythm section bringing this back. ARS. Doraville, that's that song. Don't try to find Doraville now. It's been absorbed by Atlanta. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute. She's the world's expert on healthcare public policy, and we'll get her to give us a report now on where things stand now that Congress and people like Grace Marie are having to pick up the pieces from not being able to end Obamacare because of John McCain's vote. We talked about that in the last segment. His one vote has turned the whole reform proposition on its head, and now they're having to pick up pieces and try to make some lemonade out of this lemon, make an omelet out of these broken eggs. Grace Marie Turner, there is some light in this tunnel, right, at the end of this tunnel. There's some new things going on that could be pretty good for small businesses.
That's absolutely right. Now, as you know, Congress has done several things on its own. It's gotten rid of the individual mandate, for example, and the Independent Payment Advisory Board, what many people call the Medicare's rationing board. But the administration is absolutely all in figuring out what it can do with its regulatory authority. And it has released final rules on association health plans, which means that small businesses can join an association and get the benefits of a larger company with their health plan. So there are some difficulties in doing it through regulatory policy. It's not perfect, but it's certainly a much bigger option than they would have had otherwise. And just the end of July, they released their rule on something called short-term limited duration plans. Mm-hmm. These are the kind of temporary plans that people have often bought when they're between jobs, when they're starting a small business, when they are, you know, maybe 62, retire at 62, Medicare doesn't start till 65, they need to buy a policy for a few years. So these policies, but the Obama administration, at the end of their term, saw these plans as starting to compete with their Obamacare coverage because it doesn't have to comply with all these expensive rules and regulations of Obamacare. And so it can be more like the kind of insurance that you actually may want to buy. But Obama had limited to only 3 months, not renewable. And so this new rule extends that to a one-year policy that is renewable for up to 3 years.
Right.
And it is, and they are likely to be 60% less cost, maybe more.
Well, and it's because they don't have mandates, right?
They don't have to comply with all the mandates. They don't have to comply with all the regulations. And they are renewable. And you can buy riders on them so that if you say, I want to buy a policy that doesn't increase for 3 years, no matter what, if I get sick, my premiums are going to stay the same. So
the companies are starting to offer these? The companies are offering products?
It's 60 days. Now. They can't start to offer them until 60 days after the rule is finalized, which is the end of July.
But so you see them, you've been talking to them, and they're wrapping that up?
It's done. This is the rule is out, it's done, and it's now up to the companies to figure out how they can create and market these products. Starting early October, people should start looking.
Now, the association health plans are cross state lines like the corporate America and unions are able to do, right? And so are the short-term plans or do you have to buy those within your state?
That's a really good question. I don't think so because they may very well be also something that companies, that associations could offer.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because, folks, as you may know, Obamacare decimated the availability of competitive offerings for health care in many, many states, almost every state, basically. And so to get this ramped back up, if the temporary plans are not available, are only available inside your state, you may only have one option from one company until another company moves back in. What do you think, Chris Marie?
Well, this is different because there are only one company offering Obamacare-compliant plans, but there are a lot of plans looking at, you know, what kind of policies could we offer that people
right.
might be interested in purchasing. But the problem we've got now is that most health plans are very local because they've got networks of doctors and hospitals
right,
and
right.
they've negotiated policies. So it's hard to buy a policy if you are in Montana, for example, and say, well, there's one over here in South Carolina that's a lot cheaper.
Right.
Well, the doctors are also in South Carolina. So
right.
they've got to figure out how to thread that needle.
Mm-hmm. And I could see where that would make the – but wouldn't that be the same thing with the association health plans?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying with association health plans.
Either one
and
of them.
So wherever,
yeah.
wherever they're offering, but most insurance companies, because there's been so much consolidation under Obamacare, most insurance companies actually operate in more than one state.
Right.
But these are not something that, because they don't have to comply with state, with the Obamacare law, states can offer them, but they do
mm-hmm.
have to be, you do want them to still be certified by somebody in one state, some
right.
state, as a real insurance policy, because like everywhere, there are going to be shysters out
mm-hmm.
there selling
Absolutely.
You what you think is an insurance policy. You get cancer and you find out, oh, well, that fly-by-night company's
gone out. So folks, deal
know,
with somebody business. That you trust. Find the people that you know, and but this is all going to be shaking out. I mean, this is new stuff. And this is
it's really going to potentially transformative.
This is the attempt to fix the incredible damage that Obamacare did to the United States healthcare system. Quick break, 10 till, right back with Grace Marie Turner. Galen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.